doesn't matter. We're going to have some fun. Hey, tonight, guys, we're going to have some fun. I want to tell a Bible story tonight because there's a Bible story that it teaches a lot of different lessons, actually, if you start to read into it. But there's one main thing that I want to focus on tonight, and that is something that every one of us, whether we're kids or we're old kids stuck in these bodies that say that we're not as young as we used to be, but we're still the same kid, all right? And from the time that we're little to the time that we're older, we will always deal with obedience. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Tico knows what I'm talking about. Because tonight, we're going to be talking about obedience. That's right. Because obedience is what God wants from us. Because when we have obedience coming out of our heart, we can live a life that God wants us to live. Amen. Oh, yeah. Now we're having church. Now. That's right. All right. So, balloons. Yes. You're familiar with these. Yes. Now, some of you may know that Mr. Keith is pretty good at balloons, but when Mr. Keith started out doing balloons, he was not very good, all right? The first thing he ever learned how to make was this, a bookworm, all right? Yeah, and I would tie that up, yeah. Use it as a bookmark. Kids would be, I'd be like, here you go, kid, here's your bookworm. And they're like, that's stupid, all right? So, and then I learned how to make this one right here. Hold on, I'm not done. That is an Alaskan snow worm right there. Yeah. That didn't really impress people, all right? So I learned how to get all fancy and stuff. And then I made a snake. Yeah. But snakes scare kids, so I quit making those. And then, being from Oklahoma, I made these. That's right. Oklahoma twisters, and those scare people too. So I learned how to make some really good stuff. I'd always have, you know, back when I first started balloons and stuff, I learned how to make stuff. I was doing it for my children's ministry and that sort of thing. And then I started doing stuff where, you know, I'd do walk around stuff. I'd go to restaurants and I'd make stuff, and the kids would be like, I'd be like, what do you want? And no lie, the one that always sticks out of my mind is kid goes, do you have a fireplace? I was like, out of balloons? He's like, yeah, I want a fireplace. And I learned the trick to making stuff out of balloons. If there's something you don't know how to make or it's just impossible, just be like, I'm sorry, we're all out of those. Can I get you something else? And then he was like, yeah, I want a dinosaur. I'm like, is it okay if it looks like a dog? I guess. Okay, we're in business. All right, so. But I got really good with my ballooning skills, and I would impress my teachers in school with parentheses. Wait. Ah. Some of y'all get that next year, all right? But tonight, I don't want to brag, but, you know, I kind of do have the world's fastest balloon creation. I'm in the Guinness Book of World Records for the fastest balloon creation. I can make a blue jay faster than anybody in the world. Would you like to see it?
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. If you got a time machine or a watch, got your phone out, just time this. Ready? I'm going to make a blue jay. Ready? Go. Done. Get it? A blue jay. Yeah. Ah, yeah. Hang on. Wait. Y'all want to see it again in slow motion? Here we go. Ready? Go.
Done.
And listen, you can make really stupid balloon creations like that. Look, we've killed 5 minutes with a bunch of dumb balloon animal stuff, all right? Yeah, you don't have to be good. You just got to get by. You know what I'm saying? All right, so anyways, tonight we're going to talk about somebody whose name starts with a J, and that would be not Jesus. That's a real good Sunday school answer, though. Not Joseph. Not Jeremiah. Not Job. Not Jehoshaphat. Not John. Time out. You know what? You know what? There's a lot of J names in the Bible, all right? Hold on. We're going to talk about Jonah. Y'all said that? Well, y'all are going to have to speak up because I couldn't hear you. Now listen, tonight we're going to talk about Jonah. So if you've got your Bibles, I want you to open it up to the book of Jonah. Now, it's in the Old Testament. Now, just because it says old doesn't mean that it's no good. Just because it says old doesn't mean it's vintage. It doesn't mean it's antique. There's some really fantastic stories in the Bible. And what I love about the Old Testament stories, kids, is this. Someone said, Keith, they noticed that I like to do a lot of the Old Testament stories. You know what I love about Old Testament stories? Is that the rabbis would teach the Jewish children a lot of the stories in the what we call the Old Testament, all right? And almost every story that you find about a character in the Old Testament, these heroes that we call the Bible, you'll notice that they weren't perfect. They had problems. And they sometimes didn't do the right thing. And the rabbis were always very, very quick to point out that our heroes, the people that we look up to, these Old Testament characters that we learn from, you need to realize that God used them, but they were not perfect. And tonight, we're going to talk about one of those guys. We're going to talk about Jonah. Now, Jonah was a prophet. He was a prophet of God. And what that means is that God would give a message to the prophet, and then the prophet would deliver that message to whomever God needed it to go to. And sometimes the message would be for God's people, sometimes it wouldn't. It would be to somebody else. And so one day, God came to Jonah and said, Jonah, go to Nineveh. Tell the people there to stop doing their bad, evil, wicked things because I love them. And instead of being obedient, Jonah, instead of going to Nineveh, it says that he ran in the exact opposite direction to a place called Joppa, where there was a hut, and he bought a ticket. You're welcome, Star Wars fans. Now, he bought a ticket to a place called Tarshish. Yes, that would be a great cat name, wouldn't it? Anyways, he was going to sail in the exact opposite direction of what God wanted him to do. Instead of going towards Nineveh, he hopped on a boat. Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it? Looks just like one. And it says he sailed towards Tarshish. Yes. And there they were, sailing along, and the water was beautiful. It's a beautiful day. These special effects are amazing, aren't they? Yes. You too can do balloons. Yes. You guys are all like paying extra money for 3D and IMAX. I'm doing it like this, you know? All right, yeah. This is 3D right now. Think about that. That'll blow your mind. Anyways, it was a great day. And all of a sudden, the waves got bigger and bigger and bigger until there was a big storm. And the birds were flying away. Everybody was scared. Everybody was getting scared. On the boat, it says the sailors were scared. Actually, they were level 2 scared. They were scared. Yes. First scared, then scared. We'll go to level 3 later. But it says that they realized that this storm was supernatural. It says that it was trying to tear the boat apart. They were scared. They were trying to figure out. They realized that there was a God in one of the heavens that was angry with somebody on that boat. Now, they didn't necessarily believe in the one true God that you and I talk about, the one that we believe. They believed in many different gods, but they had it right. There was a God that was angry with somebody on that boat. But they were trying to figure out who it was. So it says, was it you who made God angry? Did you make God angry? You left the toilet seat up. Was it you? You put the toilet paper over instead of under. Was it you? You drank milk out of the refrigerator and put it back. That's disgusting. Maybe it was you, tiny chihuahua. You have been nothing but trouble this whole journey. Now, he's okay. Now, it says they tried to figure out who it was that may have got angry. They couldn't figure it out. So it says they did a thing where they cast lots. Now, I've done some research. Best I can figure, it's a game kind of like Yahtzee. Anyways, it said it was Jonah's fault. They said, Jonah, come here. Did you make God angry? He's like, yeah. Probably it's my fault. God told me to go to Nineveh, and I was like, no way, Jesus. I'm not going to do that. So I don't like that place. They're like, we're going to die. What do you think about that? And he's like, well, you know, just throw me overboard, because I'd rather die than do what God tells me to do. Time out. That's what we were talking about yesterday. That's called a BA, a bad attitude. Now, you kids, I know some of y'all have had bad attitudes before. I've seen it in my own house. I did it when I was a kid. Your dad says, son, will you please take out the trash? And you're like, I don't wanna. It's stinky and it's gross and I don't wanna get it off my hands. I'm playing video games. You have to be as old as me to know what video game system I'm playing on right now. Yeah. Now, you're like, fine, Dad, I'll take out the trash. And you, like, rip it out of the trash can, and then you're like, boom. Did you technically take out the trash? Yes, you were obedient, but you did it with a bad attitude. Should you technically find a new place to live? Yes, yes, yes. Or maybe your mom says, sweetie, will you please... Will you please unload the dishwasher? Now, I know it's a dishwasher, and you didn't have to wash them by hands like we did when we were kids. You know, where you put one sink and you wash them, and then you rinse them off, and then you let them dry. All I'm doing is that I'm asking you to just take them out, because I put the dirty dishes in and pushed the little buttons, and they got clean, and all I'm asking you to do is take out the clean dishes and put them away. Isn't that amazing? And you're like, oh! I don't want to do it. It's too hard. It's not my turn. It's that thing's turn over there. And so you're like, fine, I'll take out the dishes and I'll put away the dishes because you're so mean. And you like throw down the door. You like pull out the dishes and you put the dishes away. Did you unload the dishwasher? Yeah. Technically, should you go run for your life? Yeah. Yes. So guys, listen, you can be obedient, but you can do it with a bad attitude, and it kind of like doesn't count. You know what I'm saying? That's the same thing with Jonah here. He's got a bad attitude right now. He would rather die than do what God told him to do. That'd be like your mom saying, sweetie, can you please clean up your room? I mean, I know we don't charge you rent or anything, all right? I know you've had a hard day of playing games and watching YouTube videos. I know. And you're like, Mom, you know what? Listen, I would rather honestly just, instead of cleaning out my room, I'd rather just, you know, I'd just rather you throw me overboard, okay? If you said that to my mom, she'd be walking towards you, be like, all right, let's do this, okay? So Jonah had a bad attitude. He would rather die than do what God told him to do. Back to the story. They're like, Jonah says, just throw me overboard. I'd rather die than do what God tells me to do. And the guys on the ship, the sailors, they knew that if they threw Jonah overboard and then Jonah died, but God wanted to kill him first, and because they threw him overboard and they killed him, then God might be angry with them and then kill them. Killing is messy business. Don't get involved in it, all right? They realize this, and they're like, they tried to save the ship. It says that they rowed as hard as they could. It said they began to throw things overboard to try to lighten the load. Now, I don't know exactly what was on that boat, but if we use our imagination and we go back and we just maybe just try to think if it was something like today, what that might have looked like in all the craziness, it might have looked like this. Aye, Captain! Yes! Yes, 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 let's lighten the load. All right, how about this huge box of Cheetos?
Oh, I love these things, but I would rather live.
What else, Captain? Yes, oh, the case of Mountain Dew. Ah! Not the Mountain Dew, it's even the throwback. It's made with real sugar instead of high fructose corn syrup. Are you sure, Captain? It's really heavy. Okay, badoonk. What else, Captain? No, we just got this 90-inch curved display flat screen TV. Badoonk. What else, Captain? No! Not the Nintendo Wii U. You're right, we just threw over the TV. Doesn't matter. Badoonk. Is there anything else that's completely worthless that we don't? You. Chihuahua. You! Badoonk. Time out. You can't catch the Chihuahua. Sit down. Now, first off, there is no real Chihuahua in the story. And he's wearing a Dolce & Gabbana vest, so he's fine. All right, so. It says they began to throw things overboard. They were rowing for their lives, and it got to the point where they realized there was no other option but to throw Jonah overboard. They said, Jonah!
Come here.
Hey, Jonah, look. I think it's a dolphin. Oh, is that a whale? Oh, I believe it's a floating chihuahua. Look, look, badoonk! And it said that as soon as Jonah hit the water, the waves went from being like, those are bad thunderstorm sounds. It says the water went peaceful. As soon as Jonah hit the water, the storm stopped. It was amazing. It was so amazing, in fact, that it says the sailors, and if you look there towards the end of chapter 1, it says the sailors at that moment on that boat, they realized that even though Jonah was being disobedient, even though they were about to die, when they threw Jonah overboard and they realized it was Jonah that made God angry, it said they realized that Jonah's God was the one true God. And it says that they made vows and promises to serve that one true God. Isn't that amazing? It's pretty awesome. Now, it's slowly dying. All right, there we go. All right, now. So, it's all right. It's a dead balloon. It's all right. All right, now. Okay, so I got another balloon here. Now, we're going to let this little blue balloon, we're going to let that represent Jonah, all right? I got a clear balloon. So you guys can see this. Now, I'm going to take this blue balloon and I'm going to put it inside of this one right here. Oh, got it. I got it. Right. Now, that's right, a balloon inside of a balloon. Not a lot of birthday clowns can do that. All right, now, so check it out. There's Jonah, and he's floating in the water. And guys, it says that immediately when Jonah hit the water and the waves went from like this to like this, they realized that Jonah's God was one true God. I imagine to myself what it must have been like at that moment. The sailors were like, Jonah! That's amazing. Your God really is real. And you're a goofball because you were running away from him, man. I feel sorry for you, bro. Guys, isn't that amazing? Look at that. Jonah's God is real. The storm was going to kill us, and now we're all saved. Jonah, sorry about your bad luck, man, yo. But, man, your God is real. And as they begin to praise that, praise the one true God, it says that all of a sudden, as Jonah was in the water, the Bible says a great fish, and I don't know about you, but I think a great fish is tuna. Or quite possibly salmon, maybe, all right? It might have even been a giant ahi-ahi. But a big fish comes and swallows up Jonah, and there is Jonah in the big of a great fish. Isn't that crazy? Yes. And that is the end of the story. So guys, if you're not obedient, you might get eaten by an animal this week. I'm just kidding, all right? You guys are like, really? If we don't listen to our sponsors, we might get eaten by a squirrel? I'm not saying no, okay? But here's the deal. Now, guys, think about it. Usually, when a character in a story gets eaten by a large animal, that's the end of the story, okay? If I'm reading a bedtime story to my kids and I'm like, and then he got eaten by a bear. Good night. Let's say your prayers. All right, yes. Usually that's the end of the story, but this is not. This is the only end of chapter one. It says that Jonah survived for 3 days in the belly of this whale. 3 days Jonah was inside the digestive tract of this big fish. Now, we don't really exactly know what it might have looked like, but I've used my imagination, and I've always wondered what it must have been like to be in the belly of a big fish. Now, a lot of people, there's a lot of arguments. Was it a fish? Was it a whale? Here's the deal. I'll tell you this. I don't really know exactly what it was. I do know it's not a shark, okay? Because I've seen Shark Week on the Discovery Channel, all right? If a shark swallowed Jonah, this would have definitely been the end of the story, okay? Lots of teeth. But it could have been a whale. And science has, there's scientists have actually figured out that it is possible for a human being to be inside of a big whale for 3 days and still survive. So what would that have looked like? I don't know exactly, but tonight, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to put myself inside of a giant balloon, and we're going to pretend I'm Jonah in the whale. Are you guys ready for that? All right, Colin, here we go. I need you guys to put your hands together. Come on, here we go. All right. So, I think when Jonah got swallowed by the whale, it was much less dramatic than what you just saw. All right, so, well, so... So there was Jonah in the belly of a whale. Now think about being swallowed by an animal. I don't know about you, but if I'd just been swallowed by a large sea creature, I would have been like, oh man, I should have swam faster. And I think it'll be dark. I think it would be slimy. I think it would be disgusting. It'd just be gross. Being in the digestive tract of a large sea creature, ew. I don't think Jonah was very happy. As a matter of fact, I think he was probably pretty sad. Or maybe even a little angry. But I do know this. Jonah realized this was probably most likely the end. And if you look in chapter 2, this is called the prayer of Jonah. Prayer of Jonah, basically, he began to get his heart right with God. And it says he began to pray a prayer something along these lines. Oh God, I am so sorry. I should have listened to you. I should have been obedient. Obedient is what I should have been, Lord. I am so sorry. But I am ready to meet you, the creator of the universe. And I love you so much. Now, Jonah thought he was about to die, but you see, God had a plan. Because God needed Jonah to still deliver that message towards where? Nineveh. That's right. Guys, God needed him to go to Nineveh, not Tarshish. God needed him to go there because, you see, God needed Jonah to realize that he loves everyone. You see, God loves everyone. Say, God loves everyone. Guys, he loves everybody, and he needed the people of Nineveh to know that. So for 3 days and three nights, that whale had been swimming towards Nineveh. And there Jonah was. Now imagine if you were sitting on the beach that day, making sandcastles with your mom, and you see this sight. You're like, la, 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 la. Look, mommy, I'm making castles out of sand. Look, mommy, I'm going to call them sand castles. La, 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 la. Ooh, mommy, look over there. Mommy, it's a big fish. Ooh, he doesn't look good, mommy. He looks like he's got a tummy ache. Ah! Ew! He just got grossy all over the beach. Mommy. 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 Mommy, there's a man!
There's a man in the grocery. He's walking this way. Mommy!
And that is level 3 of being scared. Now, guys, if Mr. Keith were to stay inside of this balloon much longer, he would probably take a long nap and never wake up. And so I don't want that to be how you guys remember camp, all right? Now, if Jonah had stayed in that whale much longer, he would have died. Mr. Keith has been in this balloon a little too long, and I need to get out. So, I've got some getting out of the balloon music. Colin, do you have any really cool, awesome motivational music, preferably from the Rocky soundtrack? I'm just saying, please. Do you have anything? Thank you. I get out of the balloon and I get mugged. Awesome. All right, yeah. Welcome to camp. Y'all broke my heart. And it was a girl, too. That figures, yeah. Hey, guys. I don't know what it is. I did 2 library shows last week for my hometown, and apparently they were saying, they're like, wow, you got mugged in that show. Like, they just ran up and like, I was like, yeah, what's up with that? They're like, you got mugged in the first show too. And I was like, yeah. And they're like, matter of fact, you're the only performer that we ever have that gets mugged by children at a library. Happens at church camp too. Well, guys, here's the deal. Guys, Jonah got out. He got out of the belly of that whale. It says that he went up and he got out and he went into Nineveh and he told the people there. He went up to the mayor or the king or the emperor or I don't know, sheriff, whatever it was. And they went to him and he said, look, you guys need to cut it out. You're evil, you're wicked. Everybody knows it. And the God, the one true God that I serve and follow, he knows it. And he says, if you don't cut it out, he's going to destroy your city. But if you're obedient, he'll spare you. And I guess it's because he loves you. He tells them this message to cut it out. Stop doing their bad, evil, wicked things. Jonah turns around and he walks out of the city. It says that he goes and he sits on a little cliff and he decides that he's going to watch the city. He decided that these people are not going to listen. They weren't going to be obedient. They weren't going to be obedient. And so he knew that. And he was like, look, God's going to bring fire down from heaven. And he's going to destroy the city. And I get a front row seat. Guys, is that a bad attitude? Yeah. Yeah, it is. I mean, technically, Jonah gave him the message, but he had a bad attitude about it. Guys, that would be like me coming in here and giving this message and being like, God, those kids aren't going to, they're not going to listen to you. And so I would go up on the zip tower, all right, and I would pray that God send a massive heat wave so that when all of you guys got a snow cone or an ice cream, that the heat wave would just instantly melt all your snow cones. And you'd be like, aw. I would never do that, all right? But that's a bad attitude, and that's exactly what Jonah did. Guys, the story here tonight, there's a lot to pull from. But I want you to know this. In the beginning, Jonah was obedient, or he was disobedient, and then he was obedient, but he was obedient with a bad attitude. And you see, he missed out on those blessings that God had for his life. Now, Jonah had his reasons. I'm sure he was scared to go to Nineveh. I mean, they were known for their cruelty in war. They were a bad group of people. I'm sure he was afraid. But after you've been in the digestive tract of a sea creature for 3 days, I mean, what have you got to lose? Now, science tells us, I read an article one time that said that if you were to be in the digestive tract of an animal like that, a couple things would have happened. The digestive acids would have eaten away all your clothes. Then it would have eaten off all the hair on your body. That's right, no eyebrows. Then it would have turned the pigment in your skin paper white. Yeah, he looked like a weird version of Olaf, all right? Okay? Yeah. Not only that, but he'd be slimy and smell like fish. And he walked in there and said, you guys need to cut it out. God says you're wicked and you need to cut out. Guys, that's a scary looking picture if you use your imagination, all right? A hairless, pasty, it's just gross, right? It's gross, and the thing is that the people there, they're like, you know what? We better listen to this guy, because if we don't, we might end up like that. You know, it happened the way it happened, but tonight, guys, I want to encourage you this. Obedience is what God wants from us. The Bible says in Ephesians, it says, children, obey your... You see, when we're obedient to our parents, it prepares us to be obedient to God as we're older. And you know what? You can practice that this week with your sponsors, your adult leaders. You know what? When they ask you to do something, we can do that. Guys, obedience is always the best way. I'll tell you this, and then we're going to close. Here's the thing. When we're disobedient, bad things can happen. Sometimes consequences will happen. Sometimes there's punishment involved. But when we're obedient, blessings can happen. And we get to see the way God intended us to live life. That is an amazing story. That is an amazing story that we can all look to. So what I need you to do is I need you to bow your heads, close your eyes. No stomping, please. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for tonight. I thank you for allowing us to be here tonight. And I thank you for the story of Jonah. God, it's such an amazing story, and there's so much that we can learn from this story. But Lord, I pray that you help us to be obedient. Help us to realize that when we're obedient to you, those good things can happen. And Lord, maybe there are things, I just feel right now that there are adults in this room that they've been struggling for a long, long time with certain things, and they need to be obedient. Because Lord, this is nothing that we outgrow. We all know that. But Lord, I pray that you'll give them the strength and the courage to do what they need to do. God, we love you. We praise your name. And all God's kids said, amen.